just got some exciting news. You know that Splice are cleaning on King Street? Oh, well, they agreed to make me on as a patient. Oh, come on now. You're not going to give me that. Splicing isn't safe and is a stupid fad, are you? Good. It's the fastest growing form of body modification in the world, you know. It's really not that different from a piercing or a tattoo. Fine, you're right. It's a little more drastic than just getting a piercing, but what can I say? It has always been a dream of mine. Lots of people are doing it, and the technology has been around for a few years, so we know it's pretty safe. Don't bring up that Sinclair Monroe incident with me. That dude was not even a doctor and was operating illegally. The place I'm going to is fully licensed with a medical team and everything. You haven't even asked what I'm going in to get. I'm going to get the Catgirl package. You don't think that's stupid, right? Listen, you're my friend. You'd have to tell me if you thought it was a stupid idea. Is it cliche? God, I don't want to get the equivalent of a tramp stamp or a butterfly tattoo. Why do I want to do it? Well, come sit here. I'll show you on my pad. Here, look at these girls. Aren't they gorgeous? They all look so cute with their soft, pointed ears and their tails. And well, when they dress up, they have this totally amazing energy. Never mind, I want to be like them. Can you appreciate where I'm coming from? Thanks. Can you imagine? When we were kids, this could only exist as cartoons and art and cosplay, but now they're totally real. Haley Paws, Akira Ito, and Isabella Gata are almost household names. I'm not going to pretend it's common or anything, but I think it's becoming more accepted. My work doesn't care, so that's a bonus. When I'm recovering and all that, I'll be glad to have your support, you know? 2 weeks. I know, it's fast. They just refine the genetic cocktail, give me the treatments, and then after a few days, I come back home to recover. I'm very excited. It feels like a dream come true. So how about we celebrate the good news? Thai food on me? What do you say? Great!
Hey! Want to see something cool?
Check this out! Look what I can do with my ears! See? I can flick them! It feels really cool, I'm not going to lie. I can do the thing where cats put their ears flat when they're mad though. Not yet. I'll be hilarious to flatten my ears whenever someone cuts me off or whatever. Do you want to feel them? It's not weird at all, I promise. They feel really nice actually, just like a cat. That nice, smooth, felty feeling, you know? Really? It's totally not a big deal, promise. See? My fur is really soft, Yeah, I requested tufts so it would be extra cute. My hair is going to change color to match more closely. I'm going to be a tabby cat girl when all the changes are done. Are you wearing cologne? No? No reason. I just thought I smelled something. It's probably just your deodorant. Not a big deal. So I... Oh my god! Oh my god! I never purred before! Oh, that was so cool! Way to give good ear rubs! Don't be embarrassed! It's a good thing! Yeah. My tail is coming in, but it isn't very long and cute yet. I'm hiding it under my clothes until it looks like how I want it to. Mostly people can only tell from the ears right now. Some of the changes are going to take some time, like my incisors should get pointier, but teeth are slow to change. Still, not bad progress altogether for 3 weeks post-procedure. There are some other things I requested, but, well, we'll see if when they show up. I might also get shorter, but the doctor said that was unpredictable. It depends on how petite you are to start. Anyways, thanks for the ear scratches. I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Hey, how was work? That's good. I went shopping after my shift, and the tailor finished with my alterations. Now I have tail-friendly outfits to wear all the time. I also went to the grocery store. I picked up the chips you like, by the way. And I went to buy some clothes that fit me better. No, not for the tail. It was just for some underwear and stuff. It's just girly stuff. I'm sure you don't want to hear about that. Would you mind if I put on an outfit and you took a picture so I could post it? Pretty please? Thank you. I'll be back in just a second. I'd do it myself, but I can't really show off the outfit in a selfie. And I don't want to be holding the phone in the mirror, you know? Almost ready. Okay. How do I look? Come on, give a girl some positive reinforcement here. I was worried there for a second. Isn't my tail so cute? Yeah, you can feel if you like. Soft, isn't it? Hey, don't pull it. Next time I'll hiss at you. I'll stand over there. You'll let me know if it looks alright. I want this to be my big coming out photo. I know I posted some photos before, but I've never done a full picture and the changes are just done now. It's the perfect time. I'll do a profile pose. That way you can get my tail and everything. Okay, ready? Take a couple more just to be sure. Let's take a look. Oh, no. Nothing is wrong. I guess this is going to sound more conceited than I mean. But this look... sexier than I expected. Because of how I'm angled, my butt is sort of stuck out and my chest is... No! It was not on purpose! No, the top isn't new. When I planned my transformation, I added a few curves. It's nothing too extreme. I mean, that was the plan. Results vary though. Right, and I'm, well, bustier than I planned on. And bootier too. Is that a word? Whatever. It doesn't even matter.
I think I still look good. Let me just put my long cardigan on over top and I'll tone things down. Oh, that might make me look extra cozy and cuddly, just a sec. There we go. Ready for my photo shoot. Do you smell something? Something smells. Good. I don't know, like it's hard to describe. It's earthy. It's amazing, whatever it is. Do you think you got some good photos? Oh, you think I look cute? Oh my god. No. I don't mind at all. You're right. It is a librarian kitten look. That's the best way to describe it. I should tag it with that. I'm so happy how it turned out so far. Thanks for the help. You're the best roommate ever. Let me give you a hug. Now make sure you like it when I post it. Dreaming. Shit, I'm sweating like crazy. That's better. I definitely don't need those sheets. I still feel so warm. Am I sick? Oh, was I having a sex dream? My panties are soaked! It must have been something good. My body is still all worked up. Maybe I should just finish the job. That would probably help my sleep. Just a nice quick cum and I'll be able to get back to sleep, for sure. That feels really good. Oh shit, I'm so sensitive. Yes, that's it. Oh god, I can't tell if it's that hilarious or sexy that I purr when I touch myself. I don't really care though. I'm so wet and hot, and this is better than ever. must have been on the edge from the start. Aww. Fuck. I have to be quiet. But it feels so good. I'm going to come so fucking hard now. I wish I was being fucked. I want to be fucked so bad. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. The hell, my body isn't calming down. I feel like I'm losing control. It's like, oh fuck, oh no, where's my phone? Shit. Oh, oof. Please, just please tell me this isn't the reason. Where am I on my cycle? No, this is bad. What am I going to do? My pussy is throbbing. My pussy. I'll come again and maybe that will help things. It's just the hormones and the biology, that's it. I can get through this, it's fine. Don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. Have a good day. Bye. Oh, that was close. Oh, God, I can't survive this for another few days. I'll lose my mind. I'll come 100 times. I'll dig in cold showers, washed porn, and it's not solving the problem. He'll help me. Of course he would. He's such a good person. He would understand. He could just give me something to ease the tension, or help me to the doctors or something. I'll just talk to him and that will help. He'll know what to do. That smell. Are you awake? Hello. Oh God, the smell is so strong in here. My pussy is aching. This is so embarrassing. Hey, he's out cold. Maybe I shouldn't wake him. What if I just looked at him a little? Maybe being around the flesh and the blood man will calm it down. It's definitely better than porn. I wonder what he looks like. I've never seen him naked or anything like that. I'll just pull down the blankets a little bit. I'm just trying to see if I can wake him up. That's all. Nothing bad. No, nothing bad at all. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at that bulge. My thighs are covered in my honey. I've never been so horny in my whole life. I want to put my hands around it. And, yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just trying to wake you up without freaking you out. That's all. Listen, I need your help. I'm in a bit of trouble. No, it won't wait until the morning. I'm sorry. I have a problem. I'm not really sick, or, well, I don't have an illness. I guess the best way to talk about this is just to be honest. There's a flaw in my splicing. Remember how I told you I asked for some special features when I got my splicing done? Right. Well, the changes I asked for. Sorry. I had some unintended consequences. I asked for some enhancement to my secondary sex characteristics. My boobs and ass. I wanted to be curvier, okay? I didn't expect to get this big, though. There's more, I mean. There's only this setup. The enhancement. I wanted interacted with the feline this DNA. The doctor suppressed the sexual characteristics from the cat aside, but it looks like it got unlocked when I changed. That means that, well, I've gone into heat. Yes, heat. Esters. It won't stop. I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. My body is just humming and it's insatiable. I lock myself away all day. but nothing I can do helps. I asked the clinic, they said they could give me a treatment, but it wouldn't kick in before my cycle moves on. No, masturbating hasn't helped at all. I mean, it helps a little, but it's sort of like drinking water when you're hungry, do you know what I mean? And I'm so hungry. Yeah, the doctor told me that the only way through this is to try to satisfy myself as best as I can, alone or with a partner. Use the natural method, or I could be sedated. I don't like the third option. I don't think I need anything that extreme. No, I haven't tried anything with a partner, you know. I don't. Well, I'm not very promiscuous or adventurous. Can I tell you a secret? One of the reasons I wanted to get spliced was I wanted to feel more confident in my skin. I wanted to feel sexier. That's very sweet of you to say. I'm glad you thought I was cute before. But I wanted to be more than cute, you know? But I am still not comfortable in my own skin, even if my skin has changed. And I don't want people to think I'm one of those slutty splicers who gets their mods in just so they can fuck all the time. No, I don't usually talk like this. My mind is drowning in a sea of hormones. I guess the only thing I can do is to lock myself in my room alone and wait out the heat. I hope you won't be grossed out by me. Really? Thank you. Come here. You deserve a hug. You made me feel so much better already. You've always been such a good friend to me. You feel so nice and warm. Oh, that's Mel. It's you. Oh, sorry. Was I holding on too long? Better let you get back to sleep. Thanks for understanding. You're the best. Good night. Good morning. How it's going? Me? Well, still dealing with it. The cold shower helped a little just now. Very funny. Cats might not love taking baths, but I'm a cat girl. Is there more cereal left? Awesome. Can you get it from the top shelf? I'm too short. Thank you. Hey. You're staring. Don't apologize. I'm the one prancing around the kitchen in a tight, thin tank top and a pair of panties. I look pretty different like this, don't I? And my chest feels so full, too. I wouldn't be surprised if I've gotten bigger again. I can't blame you for checking out how I'm stretching out this top or how full my cleavage is, can I? Especially when my nipples are pressing against the cotton, so obviously. You've been such a great friend and roommate all this time, and especially the last few weeks. Oh, you're such a generous and kind guy. You give and give without asking anything in return. I should really show you how grateful I am. That's not necessary. So modest. Maybe think about it like you're helping me. Helping your poor, needy roommate. You have all I need. Look at your bulge. Biology is a powerful thing. Try as we might, there are certain times when it calls the shots. I've been learning all about that. I like petting you too. Your tail is getting bigger. Don't you know? Cats get into everything. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, let me get you hard. I'll take good care of you. I promise. That's it. That's it. Get hard for me. Do you like my hands on you? Tell me it feels good. Look how hard you've gotten. You're so hot in my hands. Oh, I'm sure it hasn't been easy on you. Listening to me fuck myself silly all the time. Trying to calm enough so I can think straight. I'm sorry. I can't control myself anymore. It's the heat. I can't stop myself. Did you hear touching myself? Oh dear. Was it sexy? Did you get hard listening to play with my body? Fuck. That makes me so hot. I want to ask you something, but you have to tell me the truth. Do you like my changes? My little brown ears, my fluffy tail, my little purrs and meows, and my big tits, my round ass. You taste so good. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop myself. I need to nuzzle you and to feel your big cock on my face and taste you.
This audio was made by Feeling Curiosity.
You're delicious. I don't know, it's not how I was, but I've changed so much. Oh, How do you like that? A little vibration for your blowy. I'm glad you like it. Oh, so delicious. I want to be good. I want to be a good cat girl. I want to be a cuddly, playful little cat. Wouldn't that be nice? I could be a little lap cat. Doesn't that sound fun? What if I was a little sex kitten? I look like one, don't I? I've got your cock on my mouth. My nipples are achingly hard. My cheeks are flushed. My pussy's soaked. You can help me. Really help me. Fuck me. Fuck me with this beautiful cock. I want to play. I want you to take care of me. Look at me. Don't you want to fuck me? I'm not your mousy roommate anymore. I'm your living cat girl who's desperate to have a nice fat cock inside her. Please. No, I don't care. And just fuck me right here. Bend me over the kitchen table and mount me. Yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes. It's finally going to happen. Put it in me. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. No, don't go slow. I'm so ready for you. Ooh, fuck me. Fuck me. Feel how tight my pussy is. Oh, I promise. Oh,
this audio was made by Philly Curiosity.
Holy fuck, God. This is what I needed. It's so much better than touching myself. I needed your cock. I needed your to stuff me full and fuck me like the horny cat girl I am. Sex kitten, I deserve your cream. Fuck me, fuck it into me. Oh, I'll be good for you. I'll be good for you, so good. I promise. Oh, I promise. Oh God. Oh. Oh God, you're stretching me. You're going to come. I can feel it. I can feel it. Good inside me. It's so raw. Fuck. You're going to fill me with your seed. Pump me full of your litter. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can feel it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh yes, oh yes. That was wild. I never talk like that. I've never done anything like that. I'm not sure I could have. I felt so feral. Maybe there's a bit of tiger in this house, cat. Feels so good and warm inside. My body is tingling. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
This
come here.
I was made by feeling. Yes. I
knew you would help me. You're the best friend a cat girl could have. The heat? I feel much better right now. The sex helped me more than any orgasm I gave myself. But the heat will come back unless... I mean, it will keep coming back until my fertile period ends, one way or the other. Hopefully, we won't have to deal with heat next month. Who knows what other side effects my transformation has had. I may be more cat-like than we know. I look forward to learning about that with you. My body feels better than ever. No, the splicing was totally worth it. I know you were skeptical at first, but I've never been happier. But maybe that's partially due to you. How about you call in sick today, I'm going to need some more help in a couple of hours at most, I'm sure. I have this new body with all sorts of possibilities. I need someone I'm comfortable to see what I can do. Besides, I'm going to be your good little kitten, remember? Now that my body has changed, maybe it's time our relationship changes too. Come on, we're just getting started.